Hi everyone, and welcome to today's class. I'm Pat.
Hi, and I'm Celine.
Now, one thing I've noticed about Taiwan is that there are a lot of convenience stores here where you can go and get a drink or something to eat. So, how often do you buy something from like a convenience store, Celine?
Almost every day.
Really?
I get milk or soy milk from convenience stores a lot. How about you, Pat?
I guess maybe I'll go in maybe once or twice a week. Maybe in the summer I'll go more often to get a drink because it's so hot.
You shouldn't drink too many. They can have a lot of sugar in them.
Ah, that's good advice. Now, today's article is sort of about drinks, but it's more about what the drinks are kept in.
You mean like cups or bottles?
Well, actually, it's about juice boxes and similar box-like things. We're going to give you some information about the company that makes them.
I'm more interested in the drink inside.
Well, fair enough. And if you're good, I'll give you one of these after the class, okay? We should get started with the lesson.
Reading. The power of the juice box. You might not know the name Tetra Pak, but you've probably already had one of its products in your hands today. It's one of those things that people never notice, but can't live without. I'm talking about milk cartons, juice boxes, and other liquid containers. These items bring great convenience to our daily lives. The Tetra Pak company was formed in Lund, Sweden in 1951. The company produces tetrahedron-shaped containers, hence the name. This packaging system keeps food fresh and is more space efficient than cans. These days, Tetra Pak products can be found in over 170 countries worldwide. It is the largest food packaging company on the planet. Despite the massive scale of its business, the company does its best to be eco-friendly. Tetra Pak works with many countries to improve local recycling facilities. The company's global success and great efforts to reduce its environmental footprint have made it the pride of its nation. The Royal Swedish Academy of Engineering Sciences called the Tetra Pak packaging system one of Sweden's most successful inventions of all time.
So the title of this article is The Power of the Juice Box. And a juice box is just what we call the little boxes with juice or tea or milk in.
Yeah, the article begins by saying, you might not know the name Tetra Pak, but you've probably already had one of its products in your hands today.
Oh, yeah. So Tetra Pak is the name of the company, huh?
Yeah.
Well, is the sentence right? Have you had a juice box in your hand today?
Yes, in fact, I have. 所以呢, 这句话我们讲到了这课的一个关键字啊, 就是 Tetra Pak. One of its products. It 代表就是 Tetra Pak's. 那我们可以从这边呢猜到 Tetra Pak 是个公司名称，后半句呢使用了现在完成式， 要表达的呢就是今天到目前为止哦。
Well, here's more. The article says it's one of those things that people never notice but can't live without. There's a lot of things like that that you just never see. And a good English phrase for something that you don't notice but you can't live without is you take it for granted. And some of the things we take for granted these days include the internet, clean water, and air conditioning, AC.
Yeah, so the article explains, I'm talking about milk cartons here, juice boxes, and other liquid containers. 这句话呢，就是跟着上一句呢所举出的例子哦。那解释呢，这些你不会特别注意。 但是呀，生活中没有它就不行的东西。那刚刚Pat老师所说的 take for granted 所表示呢，就是视什么为理所当然。Now
there were a couple of words to look at in that last sentence, and the first is carton, C-A-R-T-O-N, carton. A carton is a small, light box or container in which food or drink is packaged. So Celine just mentioned milk cartons. We could also say, Brian got a carton of orange juice from the 7-Eleven.
Right. So, carton, 一般来说呢，我们是说纸箱的意思。 那前面呢，我们加上milk以后呢， 就跟juice box一样， 代表了装饮料的容器。所以不管呢，我说milk carton 还是juice box， 指的就是它咯，OK？
Mm-hmm. The other word in that last sentence I want to explain is container, spelled C-O-N-T-A-I-N-E-R, container. And a container is an object for holding or transporting something. So, for example, we've got things like bottles, cans, boxes.
Yes, cartons, bags, jars.
Yeah, tubes, packets, and sacks. There are plenty more. Here's a sentence. My mother put the leftover food in a container and put it in the fridge for another day.
Okay, all right. Pat 老师呢，刚刚跟我讲的这些瓶罐啊、盒子、就是袋子这些种种东西呢，哎，它们都是容器哦。如果呢，你不知道装东西的瓶瓶罐罐怎么说，那我们就可以用 container 来形容喽。
The article goes on to say, these items bring great convenience to our daily lives.
Now we'll find out more about the company. The Tetra Pak company was formed in Lund, Sweden in 1951. 所以呢，我们现在知道 Tetra Pak 就是发明利乐包的公司，我们叫它利乐公司。那在瑞典 Sweden 成立。 Okay.
Yeah, and the company produces tetrahedron-shaped containers, hence the name, tetra. Now, tetra means four, and a tetrahedron, spelt T-E-T-R-A-H-E-D-R-O-N, tetrahedron, is a 3D shape with four sides, and it's kind of a bit like this little M&M pack. You may not be able to see it, but it's got four sides, kind of almost like four triangles, okay? That's how the company started with this kind of shape, and that gave it its name, Tetra Pak. Now, they use other box shapes as well.
Okay, that's right. 所以呢，我们刚刚讲利乐公司刚成立的时候，做的就是 Pat 老师手上这个四面体的容器，所以 hence 这间公司呢以此命名。 The article then says, this packaging system keeps food fresh and is more space efficient than cans.
Space efficient means it's better at using space. In other words, you can get more of them in a smaller space. It's a compound adjective or an adjective with more than one word. Other examples are a time-killing activity or a four-legged animal.
好，那我们继续看看下一段的课文。 The article goes on, these days, Tetra Pak products can be found in over 170 countries worldwide.
Wow, that's a lot. And as the article says, it is the largest food packaging company on the planet.
Sometimes, big companies get in trouble for not looking after the environment. But that isn't the case with Tetra Pak. The article says, despite the massive scale of its business, the company does its best to be eco-friendly.
Now let's look at a few words in that sentence. The first is scale, S-C-A-L-E, scale. Now, something's scale is the relative size or extent of something, basically how big it is. So in the article, it says Tetra Pak does business on a massive scale. This means they have lots of big factories, make millions of products, that kind of thing. We could also say the earthquake caused destruction on a large scale.
Yes, we can say large scale, small scale, global scale.
Yes.
So, scale, 我们知道呢，它可以是体重计啊，或是秤子的意思。但是呢，这边它的意思就等同于像是 size 或是 level， 所以呢，这边指的就是利乐公司的规模很大的意思哦。
And we also saw the phrase do one's best. Okay, Tetra Pak does its best to be eco-friendly. This is the same as saying try your hardest. So do your best, try your hardest. You could say I didn't have time to study much, but I'll do my best.
Okay, 所以呢，做到最好。我们可能都会想要用 make 这个字，但英文里我们不用 make， 我们用 do 哦。所以呢，我们在这边最好用 best， 最好我们就用 best 来做形名词来使用。所以 do one's best 就是尽力做到最好的意思。
It's also today's shortcut for you. So let's find out more about this phrase. We'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
Please go to sleep, Joshua.
Aww, what an adorable baby!
Thanks. I can't get him to stay quiet, though.
Ah, well, at least you're doing your best.
What are you saying?
Doing one's best means to do something as well as you can.
I understand now. You mean to do one's best is 尽全力.
Yes, it's good to see a young mother doing her best to make her child happy.
Now you are doing your best to insult me. I'm not his mother. I'm his caretaker.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back. I hope you're doing your best to learn the English in this lesson. In the last sentence we read, it said Tetra Pak does its best to be eco-friendly, okay? And this word is spelled E-C-O hyphen F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y, eco-friendly, okay? And that means friendly to the environment, right? So we could say the company is trying to be more eco-friendly by putting solar panels in its roof.
OK, 刚刚我们那个 Pat 老师说的 solar panels 就是太阳能板的意思。OK, 所以这边呢我们讲到一个复合形容词 eco-friendly。Friendly 呢你一定知道是什么意思，是友善的意思，对不对 ?OK, 所以 eco 这个字呢是从 ecology 来的。Ecology,E-C-O-L-O-G-Y 是这样拼的哦。那这个字呢就是生态的意思，所以这两个字连接起来呢也就是对环境对生态友善的意思哦。
So how does Tetra Pak try to be eco-friendly? The article says Tetra Pak works with many countries to improve local recycling facilitiesSo, a company's facilities, and this is spelled F-A-C-I-L-I-T-I-E-S, facilities, are its buildings, its machines, and its other property that's used for a particular purpose. So, manufacturing facilities, for example, mean its factories for making or manufacturing things.Meanwhile, a hotel's facilities are restaurants and swimming pools, maybe a gym, washing machines, almost everything that a hotel uses for the guests, okay? So a guest could call the hotel and say, I'd like to ask about your facilities.
Okay, facilities. 我们这边说到利乐公司和许多国家合作，来改善了当地的回收设备。这边的单字 facility 广义来说呢，就是设备的意思哦。那放在这个位置，很明显的呢，就是在说那些机器啊、厂房等等的东西。Looks like they really try hard to be responsible to the environment.
Yeah, that's right. And it seems that the plan is working. The article says, the company's global success and great efforts to reduce its environmental footprint have made it the pride of its nation. Now, this phrase, environmental footprint, it means...Like, your environmental footprint is how much you or a company affects the earth. So this could be by producing carbon gas or producing waste or otherwise damaging or affecting the earth, something like that.
Yeah, 所以我们看到 environmental 这个字，这个字拿掉 al 以后呢，就是名词，意思呢就是环境。那 footprint 这个字其实很好猜哦，我们把 foot 和 print 猜出来看， foot 是什么？
对
脚，对不对？ Print 就是痕迹，所以 footprint 合起来呢，就是脚印啊、足迹的意思。那这边顺便补充一下，如果是 finger 再加上 print 是什么意思呢？答案就是指纹咯。OK, environmental footprint, 正如 Pat 老师所说的，就是环境足迹。简单解释呢，就是公司为了制造产品呢，对环境所造成的影响咯。
We also saw the word reduce, R-E-D-U-C-E. If you reduce something, you make it smaller. For example, you guys should be trying to reduce the number of mistakes you make when you take an English test. Here's another sentence. Marie is on a diet, so she is reducing the amount of food she eats.
Okay, right. 所以呢 reduce 这个字呢就是减少的意思哦。除了课文中 reduce its environmental footprint 以外呢，我们也可以拿来在很多状况里面使用，像是呢降低风险 reduce the risk、
mm-hmm.
放慢速度 reduce speed、
mm-hmm. So Tetra Pak's work to help the environment have made the people of Sweden very proud. Okay, the article finishes by saying the Royal Swedish Academy of Engineering Sciences called the Tetra Pak packaging system one of Sweden's most successful inventions of all time. That's high praise.
If only more companies could do more to help the environment.
True.
Instead of harming it.
Yeah, exactly. At least Tetra Pak is doing its best. Anyway, that's the end of the article, so now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, if you could only drink one thing,
okay, one thing.
What would it be?
If I could only drink one thing, I、mm-hmm. think I would choose to drink some juice.
Right.
Yeah, not in cartons, but freshly squeezed.
Nice. Any kind of juice? Orange, apple?
I like apple juice.
Apple juice, okay. Let me think. Well, I would probably say, I mean, I'm British, we love tea. I'm going to go with tea, just straight normal black tea. That's going to be my favorite drink. And we've got one tea here, which I'm probably going to have. Will you accept the honey jasmine tea?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you're going to have that
one
then. All right, guys, so that's all about Tetra Pak and these different types of containers for today's lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
The power of the juice box. You might not know the name Tetra Pak, but you've probably already had one of its products in your hands today. It's one of those things that people never notice, but can't live without. I'm talking about milk cartons.Juice boxes, and other liquid containers. These items bring great convenience to our daily lives. The Tetra Pak company was formed in Lund, Sweden in 1951. The company produces tetrahedron-shaped containers, hence the name. This packaging system keeps food fresh and is more space efficient than cans. These days, Tetra Pak products can be found in over 170 countries worldwide. It is the largest food packaging company on the planet. Despite the massive scale of its business, the company does its best to be eco-friendly. Tetra Pak works with many countries to improve local recycling facilities. The company's global success and great efforts to reduce its environmental footprint have made it the pride of its nation. The Royal Swedish Academy of Engineering Sciences called the Tetra Pak packaging system one of Sweden's most successful inventions of all time. Vocabulary Review.
Carton. When you go to the store, remember to pick up some bread and a carton of milk. Container. Mary put her food in a container to save it for later. Scale. The CEO opened an extra factory to increase the scale of his business. Eco-friendly. People can help the environment by buying eco-friendly products that don't cause pollution. Facility. The government installed a water treatment facility that cleans the water and makes it safe to drink. Reduce. Mary thinks the best way to lose weight is to reduce the amount of fast food she eats.